Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 5th, 2020. Planning for eternity. Question: the discipline called time management includes some tips and rules. The first rule is, feel every day as if it is the last. Is this correct from your point of view? Answer: you can relate to time in this way, or, conversely, feel everything as one eternal day. Question: in order to identify important things, is it advisable to take each day as if it were the last? If I felt this way, would I only do correct and important things? Answer: yes, but this is very conditional. Question: the second rule is, plan and set goals. Is it worth making plans for more than a day or a week? Does it make sense to plan for a month, for a year? Answer: I make plans for infinity. I am saying this quite seriously. I make plans as if I have a life ahead of me, an unlimited number of years. If a person thinks about the end, he cannot properly program himself. Question: the most important thing is the final goal and everything should proceed from it? Answer: yes, even if it does not fit into this life. Question: how do you determine what is important now at the moment? Suppose there are several cases that need to be resolved. What method do you use to solve this? Is there any criterion? Answer: life itself determines it by putting huge responsibilities in front of me, giving lessons from 3 to 6 in the morning, participating in filming programs from 10 to 1 in the afternoon, then meeting with my group 3 times a day, and so on. My day is practically full. Question: but when a person has to perform several actions at the same time, he has to prioritize what is important and what is not. How do you do it? Answer: only based on one criterion: is it more important for the world or for me? From CabTV's Management Skills, July 2nd, 2020. Have time to correct ourselves. Question: would you invest money in the development of a vaccine against death? Answer: no. On the contrary, I believe that death is a blessing. What good is there in this life? Here, a person goes through a certain stage of his development and corrects his soul within a certain framework. And that's it, this is enough. I believe that whatever nature, the Creator, does to us, is the absolute good, the absolute truth, and there is no need to change anything. Question: how long do you think a person should live? Answer: just enough to correct oneself. Not a minute more. It is, however, desirable to make it. Question: what would you like to wish for people in their life? Answer: if death, let it be instant; if a wound, let it be a small one. What can you wish for a person? To think about how happy he is because now he has the opportunity to learn that there is a wisdom that speaks about his purpose, about life and death in such a way that he can rise above this, attain this, draw the most correct conclusions and come to a perfect result. From CabTV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 14, 2020. Which people will be valued? Question: in the recent past, a person was judged by his status, by his clothes, by his education, by how much money he had, whether he was a professor or not. How will people be judged in the new post-viral world? There is a lot of speculation. What do you think? Answer: I think people will be different as a result of the coronavirus. They will learn to see through matter and not pay attention to what a person is wearing, what kind of pen sticks out in his pocket, or what watch he is wearing. They won't even look at the fact that he might be a big professor or something. They will look at what use he has as a person, what he can give that society needs. A person benefits society by explaining to it how it is possible to make further progress in connection. And then it will be really clear what benefits he brings. He will see that otherwise we will not live, otherwise we will not pull out, and otherwise we will not be able to survive. This should be clear. And the person who shows this demonstrates to the whole society that it needs him. And, in accordance with this, society will appreciate him. People who really have such a special quality to gather a society and bring its members closer to each other should be visible so that others can listen to them. Question: will others be jealous of them? Answer: they will learn and will be envious. Envy is a very good thing. It is clear that this is not black envy. Because it comes from noble deeds, from bringing people closer together, when they want to learn and be like such people. Question: so you have an optimistic view of the future of people? Their connection will be valued. Answer: I think we will suffer great losses, diseases, and deaths. There will be a lot of problems, but humanity will adapt quickly. Now I have such hope. Subconsciously, the process is already underway. There will be no return. And it will be very bad if we start returning forcefully. Question: you say that we should slowly distinguish people who work for society, for connection. And it will work in a person? If we start talking about givers all the time, will it work? Answer: humanity will no longer have any insignia. And this will inevitably remain. When society talks about it, it will affect all individuals. Everyone will point out only those people who are engaged in consolidating society, developing it, and attracting more and more new people to unite. And that's how we will go forward. I think that humanity will go a good way, not through destruction and war. The person giving, the person uniting, the person explaining, the person leading, pushing will be appreciated. And in the end, we will quickly find ourselves in the right world. Question: pushing exclusively to unity? Answer: only to unity. Nothing more is needed. The Creator, the upper force, the one force of nature, cannot be dressed in something limited, concrete. It must have an absolute substrate under it and be revealed in it. Question: is the absolute substrate a single humanity? Answer: yes. One soul. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, July 13, 2020. The right request to the Creator. Question: what is the right request to the Creator? Answer: the request is to resemble the Creator. This means that nothing is more perfect than the highest attribute of bestowal and the absolute, unselfish, whole, love for everyone and everything. So resembling the Creator is our ultimate goal, and all the intermediate states are only our aspirations toward Him. Question: does this mean that the pain stems from the fact that I am opposite from Him, and that this is only my starting point? Answer: yes, but this is also not easy. We need to create a model of how to become like the Creator in the group, so we need to participate in the 10, to feel my individual states in it, our mutual interdependence, and how we affect each other, so that the feeling of how connected I am to the friends and how much I depend on them and they depend on me will be in each of us. My duties and my aspirations should be so interconnected with the group that I will begin to feel that this is my soul. And this is only the beginning. Eventually the connection will be with all of humanity, with the whole world and all the souls, including the levels of the still, vegetative, and animate nature and the whole system of matter, all of creation, the entire universe. All of this is the projection of my soul outside of me, so that in this way, I will attain it better. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 4, 2018. The eternal question about the meaning of life. Why do people commit suicide? They cannot bear the feeling of melancholy and emptiness. After all, they wanted to fill themselves, but despite the fact that we have television and radio, thousands of different channels and programs, I am unable to fill myself. The flaw that unfolds in me, inner dissatisfaction and emptiness, is much more than I can get from all the sources around me. I need the meaning of life. Does my life have a meaning, a purpose worth living for? I cannot find an answer to this question. I need to know that life leads me to the right goal, to a good outcome, from which it will be no better for me and others, and that I am in a special process of the flow of life, which continues forever. Most likely, a person will stop thinking about suicide if he finds out how reality is arranged, within what program of nature we exist, and how nature controls us. We are constantly moving from one program to another, receiving a new upgrade, and so we comprehend creation in its entirety both in this life and above it. The process of evolution leads us to a very worthy and lofty goal. A person must feel a stream of life flowing through him from infinity to infinity. I am in this endless stream and I myself am also endless. I just need to open myself to the perception of the power of life that is around me, and so to develop more and more. This is not taught at school, at university, at home, or in the family. Therefore, now, when despair has grown so much and will continue to grow, a person will eventually be forced to resolve this question of the meaning of life. I invite everyone to our Kabbalistic community to see how kind and warm it is. It helps in finding the meaning of life and its purpose, which does not end with this earthly existence. A person gets a sense of peace, eternal and wonderful life, which is worth living every moment. From CAB TV's Management Skills, August 16, 2020.